Angie has made it easier than ever to connect with skilled professionals to get all your jobs projects done well. If you own a home, you know how much work it can take, whether it's everyday maintenance and repairs or making dream projects a reality. It can be hard just to know where to start, but now all you need to do is Angie that and find a skilled local pro who will deliver the quality and expertise you need. Angie has over 20 years of home service experience, and they've combined it with new tools to simplify the whole process. Bring them your project online or with the Angie app, answer a few questions, and Angie can handle the rest from start to finish or help you compare quotes from multiple pros and connect instantly, which means you can take care of just about any home project in just a few taps. Because when it comes to getting the most out of your home, you can do this when you Angie that. Download the free Angie mobile app today or visit Angie.com. That's ANGI.com.
Angie's List is now Angie, and we've heard a lot of theories about why.
I thought it was an eco move. Fewer words, less paper.
No, it was so you could say it faster.
No, it's to be more iconic.
Must be a tech thing.
But those aren't quite right. It's because now you can compare upfront prices, book a service instantly, and even get your project handled from start to finish.
Sounds easy.
It is, and it makes us so much more than just a list. Get started at Angie.com. That's A-N-G-I. Or download the app today.
From Gold to Ghosts. I'm Rebecca Lieb.
I'm Jason Horton.
And this is Ghost Town.
We listen to listeners. And this is one of their suggestions.
Yeah, because we're doing this thing. If you haven't heard, you're hearing it now, where we take suggestions. People love giving us places that we should investigate and do episodes on, and we love that. And we're going to do that, and we're doing it right now.
Yeah, I like the fact that it's either a place that they're really into, or maybe something from their hometown.
Absolutely.
Because we kind of, you know, we sometimes gravitate to our own hometowns.
Definitely, Jersey. Milwaukee, well, yeah,
or you know, here in LA,
yeah.
But we,
you help diversify us.
Yeah,
we flesh the world out with your help.
Yeah, thank you for that.
We can flesh the world out with your help.
Is that a song?
Yeah, it's the Mary Tyler Moore.
Oh,
song.
Is it?
Yeah.
Oh, okay.
Wow.
Wow. I'm so young.
So you don't get it.
I don't get it. What? Who is that?
Jersey Shore.
Yeah.
What?
This one is from Danny in San Diego.
Danny. Is a big supporter of us, and we are a supporter of him and his ideas, and I can't wait to hear about his suggestion.
And I used to live in San Diego. I moved from New York to San Diego. Mm-hmm. Never been to California. I was like, let me give this San Diego a shot, and then I lived in San Diego for 4 years, and then I moved to LA, so another little connection.
Yeah.
I try to make it about me whenever I can.
Me.
Yeah.
Danny,
No, me.
Jason, yeah.
No, this is Danny's time.
Yeah, this is Danny's time to shine.
So Danny suggested a true ghost town.
Yeah.
That's why I was like, let's talk about a true ghost town.
Yeah, let's go true north on this ghost stuff immediately.
Because ghost town is what? It encompasses so many things.
Yeah.
As far as this podcast. But let's straight up talk about a ghost town.
Let's go A to B, baby.
And, you know, it's when you true ghost town, chances are you're going to find them probably out west for the most part.
Yeah.
A lot of people went out for the gold rush.
Yeah.
Things are built up, and then people are like, there's no more gold.
No.
Let's get out of here.
Yikes.
So,
yeah, we talked about an episode before, too, about how a lot of people came over for gold, and they just, like, stayed, and they got very sick, and they were broke, and hung out around California.
Yeah. So. Well, we're gonna take another trip to California, which I love.
Cali, baby.
I love talking about Cali. I love learning new things about Cali.
Cali boy.
We're going to talk about the Bodie ghost town.
Yes.
In Bodie, California. The Bodie State Historic Park, it's historic park, is a genuine California gold mining ghost town. Visitors, you can walk down deserted streets. It had a population at one time of 10,000 people.
Yeah.
It's named for Waterman S. Bodie, and he discovered small amounts of gold in the hills.
The small amounts of gold.
In Mono Lake. I don't know if he was like, hey, everybody, come check this out. Or like, don't come here. I want to keep it all for myself.
Yeah.
But all it takes is a little bit.
Just a tiny bit of
gold. All it takes is a little bit for
just
people.
A dusting of gold.
To be like, let's take a chance.
Yeah.
In 1875, a mine cave-in revealed pay dirt, which led to this is like here's a bunch of gold.
Yeah.
It led to the purchase of the mine by the Standard Company in 1877, and people flocked to Bodie and transformed it, a town of a few dozen, to a boom town.
Whoa, boom town!
Boom town, baby!
Boom town in the house.
Only a small part of this town survives, and mm-hmm. it's preserved in a state of arrested decay. Now mm-hmm. that is an important phrase to me because for some reason I was like, I think I know what that means, but I've never heard it used before.
Mm-hmm.
Interiors remain as they were left and stocked with goods, designated as a National Historic Site. I love that. Mm-hmm. I love when mm. they're on top of like the historical society is like, yo, chill.
Yeah.
Don't put a Chipotle here.
Yeah. Don't do that.
Don't do that.
Exactly.
In 1962, the remains of Bodie are being preserved in a state of, like I said, arrested decay.
Mm-hmm.
So
I love that.
On a daily basis, miners would emerge from the mills and head to the bars in the mm-hmm. red light district to spend
Ooh,
that money.
We gotta spend that money.
But the mixture of money, gold, and alcohol would prove fatal.
Yeah.
Newspapers reported
Holy Trinity.
Yep.
Mine is Diet Coke, Gardetto's,
yeah.
and malt liquor.
Yeah.
But to each their own.
Yeah. It is the Holy Trinity.
Mm-hmm.
The unholy Trinity.
Ooh. Oh, middle satanic.
Newspapers report the townspeople would ask in the morning, have a man for breakfast? Meaning, did anyone get killed last night?
That's like a different language.
Yeah.
Have a man for breakfast?
I guess like maybe I killed like
have a man like, for breakfast.
Yeah.
But that's like anyone killed?
Yeah.
It seems like more casual. Maybe it's just the way you said it.
Yeah, I think I would just probably say anyone killed last night.
Yeah, can we just be honest with each other?
At one time, you'd probably like this town. It was reported that there were 65 saloons in the town.
Ooh, I
That's
do.
A lot of saloons per that's, like
I could do a real saloon crawl.
Yeah, you really
just
could.
One to the next.
You can have all your girls,
bachelorette party. Hi.
Who had a man for breakfast?
Can we just be honest about who we killed?
Yeah. Among the saloons were numerous brothels. Hello.
Oh,
and
that's
houses of ill repute.
Oh.
Gambling halls and opium dens, an entertainment outlet for everyone.
I want to sit in some pillows. I want to smoke that opium.
Yeah.
I want to be buzzed from the 40 saloons.
Oh, yeah. 65. Like
65, you just said that. And I,
yeah,
why did I reduce it?
Yeah, why are you trying to downplay?
Reductive. I'm so sorry, Danny.
Yeah. What are you trying to do? You're just like, yeah, it's like a cool, like, beach town. No, it's a ghost town.
No, it's a ghost town.
Yeah.
Oh.
There's records that show a WM body took a ship from New York around the Horn to end up in San Francisco because it's kind of, mm-hmm. I think it's, I would say it is, from looking at the maps, I love looking at maps, it is like kind of due east from Sacramento.
Mm-hmm.
Somebody double check that, but mm-hmm. it's inland, but
yeah.
it's up there. It's like Bay-ish area.
Okay.
It wasn't clear if it was the same man who was prospecting near the present day Bodie. In any case, the spelling of the name was changed at some point before the majority of people made their way to Bodie, and it stuck.
Hmm.
Now, today, Bodie is just a...
I love the name change thing.
Yeah.
It's like, we did it wrong enough.
Yeah.
Now it's right.
Now it's Bodie. it's a 13-mile long road off State Highway 395, and there's just parts of it are still there and somewhat preserved.
Mm, I can't wait to go to this place.
At Bodie State Historical Park, the structure's maintained, but only to the extent that they'll be not allowed to fall over, otherwise deteriorate in a major way. That's arrested. I was like, what is arrested decay?
Mm-hmm.
You know, so it's a thing where they'll upkeep it enough so it doesn't like collapse, but they're not looking to preserve it any further than
Interesting.
That.
Interesting. I wonder if there's like an art preservators, if there's something
Well, it's interesting because I looked up the
rest
of decay is really only used for a bunch of different places, one of them being Bodie. There's just a couple of different places
I wonder
that
what the other ones are.
Yeah.
And also who decides, like, yeah, at what point. I found that very interesting.
Well, there's Eastern State Penitentiary in Philadelphia, which is a place I want to go to. I was going to go to my brother when I was there, but I got sick. They use a similar system, but they use the word preserved ruin. So there's just other places around the world and in the U.S. that use this kind of arrested decay. It's a technical term.
Should we write a pilot about arrested decay?
Hey, yeah. Oh. So any building that was standing in 1962 when Bodie became a state park may be rebuilt or preserved as the photographs of 1962 showed them. By putting new roofs on the buildings, rebuilding foundations and resealing glass. There's in window frames. The state is able to keep the buildings from naturally decaying. So that's about as much as they're going to do.
Okay.
They're not looking to like totally. This is preserve. What it would look like. So yeah. When you go there, you're like, you're really getting like some authentic. And it all shows the pictures. It's really just like sparse.
Yeah.
But it is a true, you film like a movie there, it would look like pretty authentic.
I love it. I keep thinking about Pioneer Town in my head.
Yeah.
But people actually live there. No.
So can I end it with like a little spooky spook?
I don't know if I'm in the mood.
Yeah. Well, you know.
Just kidding. I'm always in the mood.
Well, you know what? Before we get that, gotta remind people, we got bonus episodes, baby, on Patreon.
God, we got so stacked many bonus episodes.
They're stacked a mile high.
They're begging you to listen to them.
Set us free. Yeah. Why don't you, babe? Get into my life. Why don't you, babe? Because you keep me hanging on.
Yeah. You don't do that.
Don't do that.
We don't care, but the episodes, yeah, they're really very sensitive.
Patreon.com/ghosttownpod. Check them out. That's like the $2 a month tier to get two brand new episodes
$2
that only you get to hear.
Us?
And then we slowly reveal our bank account numbers.
Yeah.
So you can steal our identities and steal our money.
We'll give you a bank account number per episode. If you put them together, you have full access.
Yeah. To our negative bank accounts.
Exactly. We in the red, baby, but it's all yours.
Yep. You will also be kind of in cahoots with us and our criminal low levels of money in our bank accounts.
That's right.
So think about it.
It's kind of your choice. And do you want to be a part of this VIP exclusive poor people's podcast or not?
Yeah, come on.
Mm.
If you have suggestions of your own, ghosttownpod@gmail.com, our Instagram, which is @ghosttownpod.
That's right.
Slide into our DMs. Slide back out of them.
Please do.
Be like, I'm out of here. Yeah. I gave you the
just
thing.
Just give me the scene and get that out of there.
Get,
you know?
Get out of there. Okay. You've earned it. You've earned it.
I was a good girl this podcast.
Oh, boy. This is getting weird now. I don't get into this weird stuff.
I'm sorry.
Mommy. Like, kind of stuff. I do that to Michelle all the time. She hates. Anytime I want to make her mad, I do say stuff like that.
What did you say was your dirty talk?
Oh, it was like, uh-oh.
That's as dirty as Jason gets. Uh-oh.
I mentioned that when I did stand-up. But that was really it. They were like, yeah. I was like, okay. And I just want to be, I'm gregarious. I want to be part of the fun. And I was like, sure. You want to do dirty talk? I don't know what about me says this guy does dirty talk.
Yeah.
You know, I mean, I was chilling with the appetizer menu at TGI Fridays.
Yeah, exactly.
This guy doesn't want to, but it would just be like, she'd be like, so blah, blah. I'd be like, uh-oh.
Oopsies.
Yeah, that would be it. Like, oh, like, uh-oh, look out. Like, uh-oh, you're in trouble now. But they were not. Nobody was in trouble. Nobody was in trouble.
Everyone's getting out of here scot-free.
So there's a story about a little girl whose family was moving from San Francisco to Bodie. And depending on who you hear it from, she wrote in her diary, "Goodbye, God, I'm going to Bodie." Or, "Goodbye, God, I'm going to Bodie."
Semantics.
Yeah. So I don't know. It's just like, oh, cool, I'm going to Bodie. Or it's like, well, I guess that's it for me.
Oh my God.
I'm going to Bodie.
What happened to that girl? Did she get to Bodie?
She went on to be Scarlett Johansson.
Oh my God. That's such an amazing ending.
I know.
Angie has made it easier than ever to connect with skilled professionals to get all your jobs projects done well. If you own a home, you know how much work it can take, whether it's everyday maintenance and repairs or making dream projects a reality. It can be hard just to know where to start, but now all you need to do is Angie that and find a skilled local pro who will deliver the quality and expertise you need. Angie has over 20 years of home service experience, and they've combined it with new tools to simplify the whole process. Bring them your project online or with the Angie app, answer a few questions, and Angie can handle the rest from start to finish or help you compare quotes from multiple pros and connect instantly, which means you can take care of just about any home project in just a few taps. Because when it comes to getting the most out of your home, you can do this when you Angie that. Download the free Angie mobile app today or visit Angie.com. That's ANGI.com.